From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Stop and think about all the aliens you've ever seen on TV and in the movies. Klingons on Star Trek, Jabba the Hutt in Star Wars. How about those short little childlike beings in Close Encounters of the Third Kind? What would a real alien look like? Well, Professor Matthew Pasek is one of the scientists who spends time wondering about things like that. He's a planetary scientist, a geochemist, a cosmochemist at the University of South Florida. And this Friday, he'll be at Boise State to talk about aliens and what they might look like. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
We have kind of a skewed sense, I think, of what an alien might look like thanks to decades of TV and movies. Is that a little arrogant? Are we human-centric when we're thinking about aliens?
Oh, very much so. You know, we are biased by both the budget of Hollywood. So, for instance, you know, what sort of aliens you can make up. You have also a number of different perspectives of what looks familiar. That's pretty common throughout the planetary sciences, but especially when you consider alien life. You know, two arms, two eyes, a nose, or something like it, and a mouth. Very common.
Right. But there are some really weird creatures here on Earth. I'm thinking like the deepest part of the ocean. Couldn't aliens maybe look like that instead of bipedal oxygen breathers?
For certain, right? So probably if we are to find life outside of the Earth, it would probably first be microbial, which is very valuable scientifically, but would be a lot less exciting. You know, to find a field of algae, for instance, is a lot less interesting than seeing the bug eating the algae. But at the same time, it is would be a substantial discovery in and of itself. So there's a large variation of life forms that we might expect.
Right. And I'm guessing since you study a lot of chemistry, that it's going to depend a lot about, you know, what they have to work with. I've read some science fiction that imagines aliens that might fly around like giant bags of gas in an atmosphere like Jupiter.
Exactly. You know, the problem with our perspective of life on the Earth and is that we have only the Earth-centered view of it, and expanding that to environments that are very different than the Earth requires a lot of imagination and a whole lot of guesswork as well. So those are very interesting gas bag aliens for certain.
Absolutely. Are we going to have to wait until aliens show up or we find them to see what they might look like?
Ah, that's a good question. Intelligent organisms, maybe. The other way is to go looking for ourselves. We have a number of tools that are available these days that can start finding signs of life beyond the Earth and beyond even the solar system. And those may hold the potential for showing us where to sort of train our next round of technology to find better signs of life and what it actually might be doing as well.
Well, this is fascinating, and we haven't even scratched the surface here, but you're going to be talking about this on Friday night, right?
Yes, for certain.
Absolutely. Okay, we've been speaking with Professor Matthew Pasek. He's a planetary scientist, a geochemist, cosmochemist at the University of South Florida. He's going to be talking about alien life forms at Boise State's first Friday astronomy talk this Friday night. It's free. And along with the talk, you get a chance to go up and look at the stars from Boise State's observatory. We can't wait for you to come and tell us more about aliens.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll be there.